Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, so the situation is this. Right now, as far as Moose and I, now we're going to have Moose's picks even though he's not here. And Pete will give his picks, as will Mike, and of course Andrew Bogus. So right now I am sitting in the NFL picks on the show 23-10. I was unfortunately 1-2 last week, which is rare for me. I've been dominating and kicking Moose's ass.
Right, you were undefeated until last weekend.
Well, that was a little bit. That's kind of what I said yesterday.
I heard it on the radio.
Yeah, I think I might have been a little wrong. Okay. Just so I can admit when I made a mistake. But I do have this, Andrew. I have an 8.5 pick lead on Marcalusis.
So you are basically undefeated.
That's called Smoke City. Yeah, so that's it.
Blowout Joe.
Yeah, blowout a boy. Look at you. So 23-10, 1-2 last week. Moose, though, is catching up a little bit. He's 14-18-1. He was 2-1 last week. So Moose had a good week, college and NFL last week. So what do we do? We'll do the same routine here?
Same routine here.
So we're going to go Moose picks first.
Moose picks first.
NFL and begin.
All right, so Moose, the hot streak continues this week. He likes the Falcons.
How do you know the hot streak? Why would you say that?
Well, I'm just playing it up like I'm
Moose trying
today.
To be like. Just
I'm giving him good mojo. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So okay. The Falcons -4 at home versus the Buccaneers. Atlanta laying the 4.
All right, Atlanta laying the 4. You're laying the 4. Said it kind of Moose how Moose would say it. Are we going in rotation here? We'll go to me, I guess, next. As far as this game goes, it's a game that I'm going to pick, too. I got to tell you, the Falcons are doing something right. The Falcons are doing something right lately. Things have been picking up for Atlanta. They were stinking. They're 3-7, I believe. And Buccaneers are also at 3-7. I'm with Moose on this. I say the Falcons, dude. Okay, let them lay the 4. I'll take Atlanta. Ryan's going to do all right. You're going to figure it out. I'm not a big fan of the Winston, so I'll take the Falcons. You're up, Andrew.
I knew we were best friends.
Ah, yes!
This is the confirmation.
Back together again, Andrew and Taz.
I don't know what's happening either, but somehow the Falcons have won back-to-back road games impressively. Now they go back home. They may return to the team that began this year 1-7, but I don't think so. Give me those Falcons laying 4 against the Bucs on Sunday.
All right, moving right along to Mikey B's pick.
All right, I have a theme for this one.
Oh, cats, right?
It's also cats.
Okay.
I hate Mike.
I like I hate me too. Don't worry. Panthers +9.5 on the road versus the Saints. I like Carolina because they are a cat.
Wow. So you're going to take your 9.5?
That's right.
All right. Probably not a bad pick. I don't know. I mean, that Saints team's legit, and they're in New Orleans. You know what? It is a bad pick. I don't like your pick.
Terrible.
How about that?
I mean, the reasoning is bad.
Yeah, just because they're cats. I got Pete about it.
Even the worst pick, the Giants +6 in Chicago.
Oh.
The reason why I'm taking this is because the Bears have quarterback trouble, and at least the Giants are terrible. They may give them a little bit of a run. They'll make it close. I don't think they'll win the game, but I think they'll keep it close. Giants +6. In Chicago.
All right, Haas. Sounds good. All right, we got Moose's pick, his second pick.
All right, Moose for his second pick likes the Steelers -6.5, laying the 6.5 on the road versus the Bengals.
Well, the Bengals are 0-10. That's kind of a layup for Moose. But all right, whatever. We'll just move on. So I will go, and I don't normally do this. It's rare that I do this. I don't like to do this, but I'm going to do it. You got the Broncos and the Bills. My Bills.
I know. Wait a second.
Bad move, right? Before I say, should I not do it?
No, you should do it, but then don't expect free gear at the beginning of next year.
Wait. That's not happening.
The Bills free, care package.
That will continue. Bills are -4. The Bills are home. The Bills are 7-3. The Bills are better than a 3-7 Bronco team. I am going to take my Buffalo Bills. I think Allen's going to have a day. Okay, I do. I think Allen's going to have a day. I'm going to take them over the Broncos. The Broncos stink, in my opinion. Singletary will run the ball well. Hopefully he fumbles less than 7 times because the kid can't hold the ball. But he runs amok. Runs great. Just can't hold the ball. Give me Buffalo. Later four, I'll take the Bills.
See, I thought you were going to pick the Broncos. You're
never.
Just, you didn't want to jinx the Bills
by picking them.
I understand.
I got you. What's your
pick,
sir?
My pick is the opposite of that dumb one from Mike a second ago. The Panthers are going in the wrong direction right now. Kyle Allen has been solved over the last couple of weeks. So give me the Saints in the Superdome, -9.5.
Wow. Wow. Ah, I like it, buddy.
Take that, your cats.
All right. Moving right along here.
Hairball, I should say.
We got Mike.
All right. I like the Bengals to get back.
Hold on. This is a Mike pick.
This is a Michael Biseglia pick. Yeah.
Big Mike, as we call it.
Yeah, Big W. Big M. all right. I like the Bengals +6.5 at home versus the Steelers because the Bengal is a cat.
You're going against the Malusis pick.
That's right.
Wow. Look at that.
Because the Bengal's a cat.
I got a feeling I know the game you're going to pick last.
Yeah, probably right.
One of my second favorite teams, Jaguars. Anyway, moving right along. Good.
What a tease. I'm going to take the Steelers -6.5.
Because you hate cats?
Well.
Because he loves Moose.
Because he hates Mike? What's your reasoning?
All three.
Moving right along. There's no way the Bengals can make this a game.
No, you're right.
Especially with the Steelers and how they have a chip on their shoulder from their last performance. So I'm taking the Steelers. They have something to prove, -6.5.
Wow. All right, where are we? Moose is up.
Final Moose pick. Yeah. Moose likes the Jets at home, +3, taking on the Raiders. So Jets +3 for Moose is his final pick of the NFL Week 12.
I think Moose is going to go 1-2 this week. I'll just let you know. The man's not here to defend himself. I'm just letting you know. I don't like that pick either. Just being honest. Hey, the co-host. That's my gimmick. I'm up. All right, we're going to go to that Sunday night affair, 8:20 p.m. Eastern, NBC Jones. You got the Packers sitting at 8-2. You got the San Francisco 49ers sitting at 9-1. San Fran, they're home in Santa Clara. They are also -3, giving the Packers 3. I know it's tough to give Aaron Rodgers points. Usually in trouble. I don't think that happens. I like San Francisco to go to 10-1. And defeat the Packers at home by 3. The Niners will cover. Mark it. You're up. Okay.
I'm going to do my pick.
I love how I get so much energy and excitement, and then everybody else has, like, not even a pulse room.
The problem is...
Meaning you.
If I yell, then I'm copying you. And I would never want
to
do that.
Friday morning radio. We're supposed to all yell and laugh. Cackle. If you were on a fan, you'd be doing that. Oh, gee, oh, wow, I love your shirt. Oh, boom, I love your tie. Wow, I know, I love, can I shine your shoes? That's what you would be doing. Let's be honest.
I would never shine
your shoes. Oh, Jerry Recco, can I comb your hair?
Well,
oh, I love your hair, Jerry Recco.
Jerry wouldn't be there if I was there, Taz.
Al Deuce, can I shine your head?
That's better.
And it's Cazari, can I wear your Dan Marino jersey? Blah, 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 blah. That's what you would be doing. I just nailed everything on the morning show.
That was me. You pegged it, yeah. You pegged it. That's
nice call.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Okay.
Sounded just like me, too.
I know. My FAN bogus voice is that voice now. That's so bad.
Caricature.
It really is.
I'm going to do my pick as.
Yeah, do your pick. Come on, please.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Andrew hates me so much.
Oh, my God. My voice sucks.
Tell DA to play that back. That's what you play back, DA. I see DA back there. Poor guy.
Is he healthy?
He's gathering up Lysol. Moose isn't here, don't worry.
His plan work?
Emergency, too.
Why can I hear you now? A second ago, you're making your pick and you were completely inaudible. Why
me?
No, Bilotti.
How do I know? We're not
levels are all over the place.
He doesn't know. Level. His own level. He screwed his up. Everybody else's level is great. He don't have to do his own level. That's
people are distracting me. That's why.
Oh.
What people?
People.
It's Mike. It's Mike.
Mike. Leave the man alone.
I'll stop picking on you, Bilotti.
Oh, my God.
Here's my final pick. Thanks for asking, guys. The Seahawks getting 1 in Philadelphia. They're 5-0 on the road this year. They're going to be 6-0. They're going to win this one outright. So I'll take that little extra point for my Seahawks in Philly on Sunday.
All right, great job.
Thank you.
Mike, yours?
All right, my final pick. I like Jacksonville, +3.5.
How come, Mike?
Versus Tennessee. I like the Jaguars because it's a cat.
Oh, okay.
Shocking.
Go Cats. Beautiful animal.
Cats.
Love you, Leon. I'll be home soon.
All right, and now close us out here, Pete the Body.
Unfortunately, I'm picking the Pats -6.5 against the Cowboys.
Why would you do that?
Well, it's the perfect scenario for the Cowboys to collapse. They're in New England. and it's a primetime game. So this is the, this is where I think there'll be the undoing of the Cowboys. The Patriots, another team, something, a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. I think the Patriots will take this one against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I hope you're wrong on that. I'm hoping Zeke runs the ball amok. That's what I'm hoping.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.